Two football players recently apologized for incidents that involved violence against women. But sports commentator Art Thiel wants more from the players and the organizations that punished them for their actions. It's the topic of Art's chat this week with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, besides the acts, you were also upset about the apologies from University of Washington quarterback Siler Miles and Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice.
They both talked about trying to own this, and they apologized for anybody that was upset and for all the people that supported them. And, you know, and I get that. Okay, fine. But when you want to own a misdeed and take full responsibility for it, you've got to explain what you did and why you did it. And these guys didn't do that.
Well, fill us in on what they actually did.
Well, Siler Miles was at a Super Bowl party on campus February 2nd, after the Seahawks won, and he and a teammate, DeMaurier Stringfellow, wore Broncos gear into that outdoor bonfire party. Miles is from the Denver area, and it was a deliberate provocation in which there was a scuffle, and as part of that, a woman who was photographing the event was shoved by Stringfellow and injured, and her camera broken. She was taken to a doctor and was all right, but it was clearly terrible behavior. And Miles was not accused, nor was he prosecuted for that, but he was there, and he was a part of this. And another episode 50 minutes later involved assaulting another Seahawks fan. With Ray Rice, he was caught on a hotel security video punching his fiance in an elevator, knocking her out, and then dragging her out of the elevator. It was a very serious case of domestic violence. And he was punished by the NFL with a 2-game suspension when, in the league drug policy, if you get caught a second time smoking marijuana, you get 4 games. So there was a big hue and cry about the misapplication of justice, which I thought was terrible in terms of only getting 2 games. But it was the words of the players that bothered me, because they never explained why and how and what they did. And until they do that, you can't own it. That's what I think these guys are missing, is that we want to understand why Siler Miles would deliberately walk into a Seahawks party with Bronco gear. He was looking for trouble. And that is not what you want for any player, much less the potential leader of the University of Washington football team. And I want to hear from Ray Rice what he possibly was thinking about that. Not just to say, I'm sorry and these actions were inexcusable. That we know. What we don't know is what these guys were thinking, and that's, I think, is important if they expect fans to re-embrace these guys and be forgiven.
It speaks to the broader culture of fans being eager to forgive athletes for their misdeeds, no matter what they seem to be.
Exactly. And what that is kind of an enabling thing. If there needs to be a statement made by these guys about not striking women, which I think most reasonable people think is a very good idea, then you have to explain yourself. And until that happens, I think it causes our society and the lawyers and the PR people who are instructing these guys on what to say to become enablers, to make less consequential striking a woman or causing physical harm. And other athletes, other men, need to see these guys suffer the consequences in front of the TV cameras if it's going to be at all a deterrent to future misbehavior by other guys who might contemplate raising a hand or causing a misdeed towards a woman.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.